Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Until you find it. I tell you, I know that you're talking about you lost your memory. Me too. I tell you, I'd be searching. My wife say, "You're always looking for your keys." I'm always looking for my keys. And they could be in the couch, no telling where they are. But I'm searching. And then when I get in that mode, I say, God wants us to seek His face just like that. Because we know that once we get to it, whoo, what blessings we're going to have. If we seek the Lord, think about the blessings that we're going to have when we find them. We need to go after the Lord, just like we're looking for something that's precious to us. Is God's Word precious to us? We should seek God's Word daily. You know, I'm a big proponent about reading God's Word every day. My family's still trying to fight me on it. You know, I got a 21-year-old about to turn 22 and a 17-year-old. And even my wife's about, man, why do we got to get together every night to read God's Word? And I tell him, cut it right there. I don't want to hear anymore. I don't want to hear it. You're going to eat every day and you tell me you don't want to read God's Word as a family? Don't even bring that up. Because they say, well, come on, we're going to do it. You got that right. Because as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So I tell you, so it's really nice to see them. They put up a little fight, but they know it. They know my stand. They won't move. So that's because we're seeking the Lord. And it's that important to me. I'm telling you, when God's Word become important to you, then you can serve Him. Because you're not just going to eat anything. You're going to want the pure Word of God. And when something's not the pure Word of God, you'll know. And you say, I don't want no part of it. The problem is, we're not seeking the Lord. We're seeking what the world's seeking. And we're following after the world. God says, seek my face. Who are you seeking? What are you seeking? I'll tell you, it's easy to tell. Just look at your activities for a week. It'll tell you easily. I don't watch that much TV. The only TV I watch is sports. I don't have time to watch TV. I don't even watch the news. I don't know what's going on. The only thing I know is what's going on. You know, let me get back to this. Or get to this. You know, everybody talking about this New Year's Eve and watching for the New Year's to come in. And all these people are celebrating. But I don't know about you, but I'm waiting for Jesus to come. That's what I'm watching for. They're out there. I've seen Christian folks, and Lord help us. They're out there drinking their champagnes on New Year's Eve, dancing to all the music. And then we want God to change us. Are you kidding? The condition is if. We're only on the third one. We have to humble ourselves. We want to continue to do stuff our way because it's fun. Well, you continue to have fun. You do it your way, you get your results. But you do it God's way, you get His results. Amen. And I'm telling you, it won't attract the crowds. If you read your Bible, you know that during the last time, there's going to be a great falling away. We're always questioning what's happening here. Read your Bible. It's going to be a great falling away. Don't complain about what's happening. Get back to doing what God told us to do. He gives the increase. I'm going to tell you here, no one can increase this church. Pastor Eddie can't do it.
That's right.
I'm here to tell you. We can't do it. Until we get back to doing what God told us to do, this church will not increase. Bar none. If we want to be serious tonight, matter of fact, here's my title tonight. I didn't give it to you. Perfect timing. The title is Coming Clean in 2019. And this is what this scripture is talking about. Coming clean in 2019. Do we want to seek God's face? Or do we just want to seek His hand? God will never give you His hand until He has your heart.
Amen. I want you. Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministeroftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.